Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, what's happening, Katie Hart?
Hey, Ari, how are you?
I'm very good, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
The first time I met you, I have to tell the story because it's quite quirky.
No, I don't like this story.
I hadn't been to the Diamond Walk in Sandton before, and I was looking for a gift for someone, and like a moron, there I go, wandering into the Diamond Walk, like I'm ever going to be able to afford anything there.
Yeah, of course.
Aspasia Karas says, hey, how's it going out of nowhere? And there's this whole Sunday Times event happening there.
Yeah.
So I start speaking to Aspasia. Typical with Aspasia, before you know it, she's pulled me into the Dolce & Gabbana store to look at an 80,000 rand green suit that they have
to... with bees embroidered on it,
something odd. And that's where I met you. You kind of just joined the conversation.
I was kind of pulled into the conversation. I don't think I was even...
Yeah, you were pulled into the conversation.
I didn't even join it.
Then you proceeded to tell me about your dog, Ari.
Yes, I did. And you... I did. I'm so sorry. That could have been offensive, but you took it really in the right way, which is good.
The blog though is called Ari and Me, and Ari's your dog.
She really is.
Yeah, a miniature poodle, right?
A miniature Maltese.
Maltese, 5 years old.
She's five. Yeah, she's five this year.
Okay. How does Ari fit into the blog?
Okay, well, that's kind of a quirky question. But you know what? In a way, she doesn't. She just fits into my life. And when I started writing the blog, I wanted it to be a name that meant something to me.
Yeah.
And something that I was passionate about. So I kind of just fit having her there. You know, I'd seen, like, obviously Harper and Harley. If you know, look overseas, there's plenty of examples of people who will include their pets in their blog's name. So, you know, it all fell into place for me. It's a quirky name, but it worked.
What is the blog ari-and-me.com all about?
Okay, well, basically it's fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and then basically my personal take on the world, because I couldn't actually just keep it to that. It was meant to just be completely, you know, revolving around events and stuff and what was happening in the fashion world and SA Fashion Week, etc. And then I decided to go off on a tangent as well with blogger diaries. So, you know, that's been... I think that's more of the history of the blog. That's how it started, me just going off on tangents.
So for people that don't take this whole blogging thing seriously,
we hate them.
We're trying to do a lot of stuff around promoting blogging on the show, but for you, why is blogging absolutely the future, and what is it, you know, unleashed within you in a personal context?
I think it's the future in the sense that it's so quick, you know. Everything is there at your fingertips. So whatever you want to search for, most likely when you search on Google, what will result is a ton of blogs will come up. And you can research pretty much any subject. I think blogs, you know, certainly for companies, it's a nice kind of media because they don't have to go to print.
Mm.
You know, you can literally say, like, okay, we want this published tonight. And people do say that, you know, you go to an event, 8 o'clock it ends, and then they'll say to you, we want it up by 4 o'clock this morning. And that's your job to get it there. So yeah, I think it's good. It's good publicity for people. It doesn't require any huge time difference, you know.
I see, as a blogger, you have to go to a lot of events.
I do.
Like, a lot. I can't stand these events. So I try and steer as far clear from them as possible. Because there's got to be a strategy, you know, and it's a lot of networking and schmoozing and being happy and being all of this stuff. This event scene, is it what you thought it was before you kind of came into it? Or what's the reality?
I don't think people are going to like this answer because the reality is not very pretty. It is a lot of schmoozing and a lot of people just, you know, brown nosing each other, you know, and people trying to get somewhere and often trying to get something out of you or other people. You can watch them trying to get something out of someone else. So it's very strategy based, I would say. And I mean, you know, Jen dealt with that in her book, and that was the first real event I attended as a blogger.
Jen Sue's book launch.
That was Jen's book launch.
Okay. That's a great book, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So the thing is that I think I kind of had an idea from reading that book that, you know, what was going to happen, because she kind of gives a lot of insight. So, you know, I don't think I was surprised to some extent, but I think definitely you could end up very miserable. Mm. I've definitely had to watch myself for getting into that trap, because you don't want to end up, it's sort of like a full room syndrome, where you end up in a room full of people, but you don't actually know anybody that well. Majority of them you don't care about. Mm. And, you know, you could never know their favorite color or, you know, what they like to eat when they get home. And you end up being actually quite lonely in a room which is just packed to the brim, which is, I think that's the most unfortunate thing about these events, is there's a lot of lonely people, you know, sort of socializing. I think that's mostly what it is, to be honest.
That's why I don't go.
I think that's probably wise.
Okay, so why does it say singing blogger?
Well, I'm a classically trained singer.
Yes, and you study musical theater as well, right?
Yes, I have privately. Huh. Yeah, I have, yeah.
What's your favorite musical of all time?
That's going to be an easy answer. It's Phantom of the Opera.
Really?
Yeah.
Very sophisticated. I've never actually seen it. I've always...
Very sophisticated. Is that what you're going to
say?
Yeah,
it's a very sophisticated answer. I would have gone with something a lot more accessible.
Like?
I don't know. I liked Hairspray. I thought that was great.
That's beautiful.
I've always wanted to see the Phantom of the Opera, though, and be in the middle when the chandelier crashes and everything like that.
I was in grade 4 when my parents took me to go and see it.
Mm.
First time it was in South Africa, and it kind of just grabbed my attention, and, you know, it was just from then on I wanted to sing. So I guess, you know, you're either lucky or you're not.
Mm.
I don't think that singing can be taught. Some people say singing can be taught. I don't think it can. I think you either can or you can't.
So you're going to give us something?
What do you want, though?
Whatever. You can sing whatever's on your mind. I know it's on your Instagram as well, right? You posted
a couple of videos. I posted Adele the other day. You see, I'm usually standing up when I'm singing.
You can
like
stand
this
up. No,
it's okay. Just tell me what you want me to sing. Do you want me to sing Hello?
Whatever. Flax, do you have any specific song requests?
I think Adele Hello would be good.
Okay.
Okay, so you do one Hello.
Yeah, let's go for Hello.
Okay. Hang on.
Do you want a backing track or anything?
No, that'll make life difficult for me, actually. I'll go without. This is me, just like, you know, just Googling lyrics, like, on the fly. Don't judge me.
I'm gonna judge you. Flax, are you ready for this performance?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, let's see. You got the lyrics there? Just give us a couple of lines. Doesn't have to be the whole song.
Okay. Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya. I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Very cool. There you go. Yeah, that was dope. But that's
kind of just
on Instagram and everything.
Kind of, yeah, it's the chorus is actually on Instagram, I think.
So is this on the blog as well, these performances?
No, not really.
Okay.
No. Actually, I'm supposed to be singing for Aspasia in September. So
cool. Aspasia Karas. Yeah, we know Aspasia. Yeah. Okay, so what does the future look like when you can sing and you can blog? What does it look like?
At the moment, quite barren of money. If you really want the honest answer, it's I don't think either of them are particularly quickly lucrative jobs. You know, it's you get to a point, you know, and you start making tons of money, but you certainly don't start off like that. It's crazy, you know. It's one of those things that it's one of my less favorite things about my two chosen careers, you know. Having a love of fashion, it doesn't really pay you that well.
Pay the bills.
No.
All right. But what would your message be to people following what it is that they want to do and trying to uncover, you know, their truth in their life?
Oh, wow. That's so deep. Why do you always ask?
Well, you're just saying an Adele questions. Song.
Well, my message to, like, I suppose young people who want to be following their dream is really just go with it. If you love something, it'll show through. If you have the passion, it really will. It'll show. And it's better to do something with passion and really not reap the rewards so early on than it is to kind of just do a job because you have to do a job, you know, because you will end up annoyed.
I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, you'll just end up hating your life and there's no point to that. Listen, it's been very cool having you swing by. The blog is ari-and-me.com. Of course, people can keep up with you on Twitter and all of that as well, right?
Yes, yes. It's Ari and Me on Twitter and on Instagram. And then you can also do Miss_Katie Hart. And that's on both Instagram and Twitter.
I didn't see here that Ari sometimes goes to events with you, Miniature Multi. Why didn't you bring Ari here? I could have met the other Ari. That would have been cool.
I considered it, but, you know, she's actually, this is her dinner time.
Okay.
So
yeah, don't mess with Ari's in their food times.
No, you can't mess with that. You can't mess with that. You know? Yeah.
Katie Hart, thank you so much for stopping by.
Pleasure. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.